Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, the Conservation International Guyana, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Joanne, I have to go out to pay some bills.
Mom, remember we're going to sign you up for Republic Online and Republic Mobile.
But don't I still need to go to the bank to sign up?
No, Mom. Republic Bank made it even easier for us to sign up. Just visit RepublicGuyana.com, click the Republic Online sign-up banner, follow the instructions, and you're good to go.
No need to visit the bank when you can use Republic Online and Republic Mobile. Pay bills, transfer funds to any local bank or to any Republic Bank account. Check balance and more anywhere at any time. Take advantage of Republic's convenient sign-up process and do your banking from home. Log on to RepublicGuyana.com and find out how easy it is to sign up today.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
As the novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community, Canadian Banknote and the Guyana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. They're treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
The Small Business Bureau is offering small business relief grants and services to registered small businesses experiencing significant economic challenges as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic in Guyana. The relief support is intended to strengthen and sustain small businesses through provision of the following: relief grants to sustain business operations and retain employees, training and development support to establish and market businesses through online platforms, diversify businesses, and forge supply partnership. Small Business Bureau, promoting entrepreneurship.
When last we visited Murondoy, the Thomases and Moores enjoyed Easter barbecue together. Shelley's phone rang and Monica noticed that it was Alonso calling. When Ignatius asked who was calling, she lied and said it was a cousin. He called again and Shelley excused herself, and just as she began talking to Alonso, Ignatius came in and she hung up right away. Later, Monica told Lawrence that it looked like something was going on between Shelley and Alonso. As we return, Goldman is on the phone with Ignatius.
All right, Ignatius. Good, good. We could continue the conversation later. All right, bye.
Is what you talking about with Ignatius?
Oh, just discussing some mining stuff.
Oh, Ignatius involved in any and everything.
Serious businessman, that.
Yes.
You know, darling, maybe you can invest some of the money from the restaurant in mining.
Me?
Yeah, build some generational wealth for your grandchildren.
Huh. I think I'm too old for that. And the amount of things I hear that's going on in the bush is better I stay out of them.
What things you hear?
I know you're talking about them trying to make mining safer and so, but I still does hear a lot.
Like what?
How mining destroying the environment and putting them Amerindian people in danger.
But you in here are discussing things like the Responsible Mining Initiative too?
What about that?
Responsible behavior around mining.
Well, what exactly do you mean?
Well, is ensuring that mining is done in a safe way and reduces any negative impact on the environment and the people.
I hope this is not a set of people coming together for just talk. You know, a lot of time these people just have grand plans, and this all it is among to grand plans.
Well, all of we got to hold them accountable.
All of we? You mean you as an old miner?
Well, yes, but I have confidence in the thing, man. The Responsible Mining Initiative is not just a talk and policy. It's also about technology and looking for ways to make financing available at favorable terms to miners. That will help us reach the goal of safe and responsible mining in Guyana.
So what do you really classify as safe mining?
Well, for one, making sure you look for gold in places where you're sure you can find it. And planning to make sure that whatever you do there is little to no impact on the water and forests.
Well, it all sounding good, man.
Plus, the technology they're using is supposed to improve recovery rates, so we can reduce the use of mercury where possible.
So how you gonna know if miners doing all these things?
Dinah, if you use the new equipment and it giving you more gold than before, miners themselves are gonna do whatever it takes to make more money.
True, but at the end of the day, they still got to dig to find this gold. Ain't it so?
Yeah.
So what happens when they don't dig up the place? It's still damage to the environment.
But that is a part of it. Rehabilitation of the mined out sites.
Oh, so you're building and putting back after you don't get where you could get out the ground.
Yes, my dear.
Nice.
So, you can consider me suggesting to invest in the little mining?
We can see. Got to look at my finances.
Darling, once you determine to do it, you can find the money and I am here to help.
Well, maybe I should start buying lotto more often.
Well, as the people to say, if you don't have a ticket, you don't have a chance.
Yes.
By the way, you and Unique managed to find that missing money?
Money missing according to Unique, not me.
And she's still blaming me?
Don't take on the child. I don't know what's going on with she these days.
You know, I feel so insulted by Unique accusing me that I started thinking maybe it's time I return to the bush.
What?
I don't want to cause any problems in your family, Dinah.
But we supposed to be getting married. Look, I even talked to Rhonda this morning and she, Aubrey and my grandson want to come for the wedding.
They want travel in this time of COVID? It's safe?
You can't travel with a positive COVID test result. Plus, remember more and more people getting vaccinated. By the time we're ready, things might be much better. Well, man, you serious about going back in the bush?
I just don't want to be accused of being a thief. And I certainly don't want to be the cause of you and your granddaughter falling out.
Man, you don't worry. I can sort you, Nick, out. But what I don't want is for you to run and go back in the bush again.
So you want me to stay a little bit closer to you?
Yes, that's what I want. All them years I live without a man, Goldman. I want to spend every minute I can with you.
Well, you know I would do anything for you, my love. Anything.
Here on 93.1 Real FM.
Anil?
Hey, Daddy.
Where Marla and Mina? Me tata even come same time.
They said she gonna be here just now. Where mommy?
Baby just got onto the toilet there.
Oh, how's she doing today?
She make an appointment for see the doctor.
Very good. What are you looking at here?
Bye. This lady me come across here talking about the oil and gas.
Oh, what she saying?
Nothing good. The oil company should get out the country.
What?
And we should leave the oil in the ground.
But don't make much sense to you, Daddy.
Well, I suppose you got to listen to all sides. Some people concerned about the environmental impact.
I could understand though. But I also know that the experts got measures in place to ensure there is minimal environmental damage.
Well, true.
And if we're looking at environment, you know how much things enough we doing that contributing to the pollution? The environmental issues in this world is not only oil and gas alone.
You got a point there, Daniel. And how we supposed to operate in this world if we can't drive a vehicle or fly on plane?
Exactly. Each year we got to take personal responsibility and ensure we contribute as little as possible to environmental damage. We got to hold the community accountable, the government, and the companies. Whether it's oil, gold mining, or whatever, we all got to be involved and make sure these companies not doing more damage than good.
You know though, Anil, when I hear people say things that we should left the isle in the ground, it does make me wonder. It's not like oil is a man-made thing.
Exactly. Just like gold and diamond, oil is a natural resource.
Yeah.
I know once good management goes into our oil resources, we could see improvement all over this country.
And you know we need it. Health, education, agriculture.
Exactly. Talking about education, I see ExxonMobil and their partners got a multi-billion dollar capacity building project with UG.
Multi-billion? How much money are we talking about there, boy?
$100 million, which is 20 billion Guyana dollars.
Nice.
They're calling it the Greater Guyana Initiative. And it's basically about capacity development.
Nice, nice.
It's going to involve programs in consultation with TVET, the Technical and Vocational Education Training, the Center for Local Business Development, and UG.
That is excellent, man.
Yes, that is the ripple effect of oil. Because these initiatives are going to be supporting sectors like health and agriculture.
And ExxonMobil didn't make other contributions to UG?
Yeah. They've been collaborating with UG for a few years now. And I think they even contributed to the establishment of their radio station.
I could pull it up here.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right, Anil. It's $20,000 they give to 95.5 FM Intelligent Radio.
And I sure they make other contributions too.
Yeah.
Which country would know they got all the oil that could do so much for build the country and left it in the ground?
I think people just want good management and equitable distribution of the oil wealth.
And I agree. That's what we should be fighting for.
Anil.
Hi, Mommy.
Hi, where Marla?
She's supposed to meet here just now. How are you feeling today?
I'ma try. I'ma go doctor tomorrow.
Yeah, Mommy. Gotta try, man.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hi, Marla. Mina, come to Granny.
It's good to see you, Marla.
Yeah.
Go wash your hand, Marla. I be still got to observe the COVID guidelines, you know.
Okay. I'll be right back.
How things with y'all, Anil?
Not good. There's no way y'all asked you to come and talk to me today.
Yes, I be concerned.
Is either I got to stay together or separate? Either way, I got to think about what is best for Mina.
But I don't want to separate.
But what Marla want?
Seem like she ain't want me.
And you're doing everything for when she back?
What else is supposed to do, Daddy? It's every day a begging.
Well, I see ya start the conversation without me.
Marla, what you really want?
How about we start with some respect and not people talking behind my back?
I be not mean none disrespect. All I be want for know is what the future for you and Anil.
I think I want a divorce.
Oh, Marla, come on, man.
A divorce?
I can't feel the same way about Anil ever again. He betray me.
How many more times I gotta apologize to you,
You should have
Marla?
Never do it in the all first
right,
place.
All right, calm down, calm down. Anil, what you want?
I don't want a divorce.
Well, are you listening? Something got to do. Are you got to think about Mina? Not because she lives, she can't pick up on these things.
I want Anil to move out and leave me and Mina in the house.
What?
He can come and see child whenever he like, but I don't want to be under the same roof with he.
So you expect me to go and live?
You could go and buy another house or rent.
What?
Oh, are you Marla, doing? Marla. Come on, man. You not think straight?
Mrs. Sunny, how you could say to me that I not thinking straight?
Oh, you not got to come to this. Why are you not try a little bit more counseling? How I could just give up, Jessa?
Mommy, you see, I is not the one giving up. You see, this girl just said I should move out my own house.
All right, Anil. Are you need for... Oh! Oh
Bibi, what? Mommy? Bibi, you all right? Bibi.
Mommy, what happened?
Oh, God, this pain Bibi. Again.
Bibi!
Oh, Mommy,
oh,
you want to...
This Bibi?
It is Bibi!
Bibi!
Now, let me take you to the... Mommy!
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SMADS Limited, the Small Business Bureau, and the Conservation International Guyana, with funding from the Global Environment Facility and the Norwegian Agency for Development Cooperation, urging you to observe all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together.